Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I love the sun. Who doesn't love sunshine? But my husband makes fun of me because if it's a 50 degrees and over and it's sunny, I'm like, I can't be in the house. I have to be outside. But when I go outside, I have to put on sunscreen, but I don't want to put on the chemical yucky kind. I want good mineral sunscreen. And today we're going to talk all about why it's so important, what sunscreen you pick, and to get the mineral sunscreens with the wonderful Nova Covington from Goddess Garden Organics. Hi, Nova.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for being on our show. So I think what I'd love to do is just start off with, you know, telling our listeners what it means, what are the chemicals that are regularly found in conventional sunscreens, and why it's so important that we choose an organic one that doesn't have any chemicals at all.
Yeah, the chemicals that are mostly used are called UVB absorbers, and so they're basically targeting only one part of the spectrum. And the one that I'm adamantly opposed to is called oxybenzone. And according to like the Environmental Working Group, which is at skindeep.org, that's a 9 on the toxicity scale of 1 to 10. So it's very toxic, and it's a hormone disruptor. And many of those UVB chemicals really are pretty, you know, they're all in that hormone disruption category. So we really love to use pure minerals, which are, you know, naturally occurring from the earth and provide great sun protection. Dermatologists always recommend zinc and titanium, and those are the only two ingredients we use for sun protection. They're ground rocks, essentially.
It's funny, too, because before I discovered Goddess Garden, I would find any old, you know, if I found a mineral sunscreen, I would look ridiculous. Like, I put, you know, the thick white, like the old lifeguards, you know, they got the white nose, and
yeah,
my husband
surfer.
Would laugh, and I say, you know what? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just want to be protected. But now I'm like, oh, I can be protected and not walk around with looking like I just put my face in a bucket of, you know, paint or something. You know?
Yeah, like, no one likes so that. And nicer. Especially when you're on the beach, you really don't want to look like a beach whale anyway, you know? So it's just not good. It's not a good combination. And, you know, the minerals have really improved over the last 10 years. And my husband also is an amazing formulator. He's the guy who formulated our sunscreen. And so he's worked on it for 10 years of steadily improving it to make sure that it's non-greasy, it's completely sheer, it rubs in and you know, is not sticky. So it's just a really fantastic formula that he's spent a lot of time improving. So thank you very much for that.
and I think that's a really good point, Lisa, too, because I know, you know, you hear over and over that people are like, well, the natural ones, you know, they don't go in, they don't go on sheer. So I love that, you know, Goddess Garden has options that can really allow people to be covered and not have to look like they're being covered, right? And I think that's what it comes down to. And what I love about you guys too is that you have so many different options. You've got the spray option. I know, you know, I laugh because I have 3 kids and my kids only like sunscreen that they can spray. I don't know what it is about children. I mean, Nova, you know this better than I do, but what is it about kids and spray? I need to know.
they love the spray. Our first spray was actually the trigger pump, and little kids really still like that one because they can't hold down the spray sunscreens. So, you know, they try to hold it with two hands, which is actually a good thing, right? Because they can't get a hold of the bottle and spray it all over the house. So, you know, that's a great idea, too. But, yeah, children love spray, and Americans love spray sunscreen. About 50% of Americans use spray sunscreen, and 99% of those have those chemicals that we were just talking about.
All right, so let's get into what a mineral-based sunscreen is. So I know you mentioned really, really quickly, you know, the two minerals that you use, but tell us how it works. And also, I think it's important for those who are listening to understand how to properly apply mineral sunscreen, because I think if they're not doing it properly, they might come back and say, oh, you know, natural doesn't really work. So let's get into the specifics about how and why it's important to use it properly.
Yeah, well, what's another great benefit is that it's effective immediately. So as soon as you put on mineral sunscreen, you're protected. So the chemicals take about 15 minutes to activate, and that's why on the back of all those bottles it tells you, you know, wait 15 minutes before you go in the sun. A lot of people don't have time for that. But the key to all sunscreen is making sure that you're completely covered. And, you know, we really want people to be able to enjoy the sun again and be outside. The sun feels great. I mean, sitting in the sun is lovely. So, but the key is getting every nook and cranny. So actually, one of our marketing team was just in Moab last week, and she said, oh, the sunscreen worked so awesome. And the only place she got burned was she switched shoes at the last second and went on a hike and had this little triangle on her foot. So she had this little, like, burned triangle on her foot. So it's just really important when you're in the strong sun, and especially, like, near the ocean or on the beaches, you have to make sure you cover everything. So I'm really diligent about putting it on. And you know, kids love to do it themselves, but even, you know, my 12-year-old, I still make sure and, you know, help her. Because, it, you know, if I put it on in the morning, you can just go and just, okay, yeah, have a great time, surf all day, and I'll see you, in at 5 o'clock. And obviously, you do want to reapply when you're swimming or sweating. But I just think, you know, making sure that your children are also putting it on properly is really important, so that they're not that great at it. So it's all about getting every little nook and cranny.
Now, Nova, you mentioned the oceans. Your product is Reef Safe. Tell us what that means. Reef Safe.
Yes, Reef Safe. Well, this is a word I didn't even know until I started studying our oceans. And I've been working with ocean scientists from Boulder from a really cool group called Ocean First. And basically, the chemical sunscreens are degrading our reefs. And even here in Colorado, we're nowhere near the ocean. No one would think about it. But the chemicals are washing off into our water supply, and they're tiny little chemicals that go through our water treatment plants and end up in the ocean. So they're bleaching the coral reefs and causing a lot of problems and degrading the coral reefs. So Ocean First, one of the main, you know, one of their main taxes is making sure that people are educated about using mineral sunscreen, because it's really so much better. If you're on a snorkeling trip in Mexico, they will actually take away your chemical sunscreens. And if your bottle doesn't say Reef Safe on it, they'll take it away, and you're, you know, headed out to Tulum on a snorkeling trip and you have no sunscreen. So it's really an important thing that I knew nothing about before I started, you know, looking at the sunscreens and understanding the whole ecosystem of the ocean.
It's funny, we were just in Mexico in January, and we were on the tour bus, and the tour guide said, you cannot use any sunscreen that isn't Reef Safe. And I was laughing. Okay. I'm like, got my goddess garden. I have no problem there. And then awesome. I was on the bus telling everyone else, I'm like, do you have? Because if you don't, I have if you want. You know, I have organic sunscreen. I get really funny about that. So I'm like trying to like promote you guys in Mexico. It was hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. In Mexico, that's really where people become educated about the issue is when they travel in Mexico. It's one of the top places because the Mexican government has really seen the difference in their protected reef areas. And so they've cracked down on it, and they, you know, they're basically taking it away. So really, it's an educational challenge here in the U.S. to understand that, you know, chemicals do go into the water supply far, far away from the ocean, and all of our water runs into the ocean. So we're all one ecosystem, and that's why you need a biodegradable product that, you know, just settles back into the earth. It doesn't do any harm.
No, and I agree with you. And I think, you know, obviously our oceans are super critical. But interesting stat is, and I know you know this, Nova, is that 60% of what we put on our skin gets absorbed, which is a crazy number. So, you know, obviously going for sunscreens or using sunscreens that don't have chemicals, at the end of the day, I mean, that's what we talk about at Naturally Savvy. It's really avoiding those chemicals that we know cause harm to our bodies. And there's such easy ways, like using Goddess Garden, right? Like, so
It's an easy option to change one area of your life where you could potentially be using a lot of chemicals. So it's just a really easy switch. And, you know, Goddess Garden is mineral, and it stays on really well. So, you know, it is economical, even though we're more expensive. We're made in the USA. We're certified organic. All of our packaging is completely recyclable. Even our tubes, you can toss them in the recycle bin. So, you know, there's many, many reasons to choose a great healthy product for you and your family. I just think it's a no-brainer.
Well, I agree. That was well said. And just really quickly, we have 20 seconds. Let's just talk about the SPF 30. Why SPF 30?
SPF 30 protects you from 97% of the sun's UV rays, and an SPF 50 only protects you from 1% more. So you're for sure going to have chemical sunscreens to get to an SPF 50, and you're only getting 1% more protection. So even dermatologists say SPF 30 is great.
Well, that is a great answer. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Nova. You can learn more about Nova and Goddess Garden at goddessgarden.com. We work with them. We love them. We highly recommend them. And they're Naturally Savvy approved, which is awesome. You can also follow them on Twitter at Goddess Garden. I'm Andrea Donsky with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis, on Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.